Soulja Boy tell.
So.
Oh, I shit.
I mean,
oh, 30 we're starting started. Now.
Yeah.
I think I like, thought I did.
I was like, all right, you ready? Yeah, I think so. So I hit the button. And then I was like, oh, shit, that's not yes.
I looked over and I didn't even see the countdown. It was just started. I was like, okay.
No, I literally, as soon as you said, because I thought you were going to say yes when you said, I think so. So I hit the record button.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I can do something. And then he said, I think so. And just, anyways, how's it going? It's two loads. Without sword. Episode 136. Wonderful episode today. On the docket today, not a lot. Just kind of the usual stuff. We got some Faye to talk about. A little bit of refines and Celica. New Celica coming out. I don't like her outfit, actually. I think it's kind
what,
of
this mean. Is this the first fairy Gordon this does is, not like?
This is one that's just kind of like, I mean, it's fine.
I thought
it's fine
this
looking.
Was nice because it was very tame.
I mean, I don't know.
I
it's just
say,
like
compared this is probably
compared to
one of the better fairy outfits because of how tame it is.
You don't like Erica? I like Erica's.
Erica's drifted away from being okay. Mostly her, if you look at her face, it's just get a little weird.
Hold on, let me take a look one more time. Okay, well, her sprite looks alright.
Oh yeah, the sprites look fine for pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
The issue is, sometimes the art looks a little funky, sometimes.
Yeah.
Like we
okay,
have
yeah, the art's fine, I don't know, I like Celica's normal outfit.
Oh yeah, I'm probably going to use the normal outfit because I really like that already.
I'll probably like, keep it on for a bit. Yeah.
I think mine's plus speed.
Yeah, that's Celica. This is actually going to be my first Celica. I don't have them. I think I have a combat manual though. So.
Yeah, I tried to get Celica for quite a while. That's where I got all my grades.
I'll get
plus
an instant
plus two.
I'll get an instant plus one, so you know.
Oh yeah, she has a combat manual.
Yeah, I have that. So yeah, instant plus one. Ooh, ready to use.
Already pre-built with just one, even though her her skill set ain't that good. She comes with like distant defense.
Yeah. I mean, see, here's the thing. It's like, do I use Celica or do I use Micaiah? Because I like Micaiah's outfit a lot more.
I mean, they both have completely different uses.
I mean,
Micaiah's anti-armor, anti-cav, not really, but mostly anti-armor. And Celica is like desperation sweeper, because her weapon drains her HP, but gives her plus 5 attack and speed, and has brazen attack speed built into it with the refine.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, she becomes a sweeper.
Alright, man. I'll take a sweeper for you never know when you're going to need one of those in Arena Assault.
If she has HP, she's fairly bulky because her defense is like kind of mixed. Which is like, oh,
yeah.
Why do you have mixed defense? You can take one hit. And that's all you need to do, because then you're in desperation.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to talk a little bit about IP6. We did a couple of maps this week. And then basically, because we probably we're either going to run exactly for time or a little bit over. Got a little bit of, because E3 is happening like right now, like this weekend. So, you know, we'll have our Nintendo episode next week, because that's on Tuesday. So we'll just release it like normal. That'll probably be what we do next week. Maybe an FE6 map, but
yeah, we'll
got
do
one
21
hell of a one coming up.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's it.
We'll probably only do one, but there's a couple of, like, at least today Ubisoft announced a couple of neat things, like that Mario Rabbids with emo Rosalina Rabbid. I was like, oh man, such an emo. So, you know,
I was like, Ubisoft. Oh, look, Gordon likes Rosalina,
summer games,
and now it's a rabbit. Does Gordon like Rosalina
rabbit? I mean, that one's kind of good. I mean, that one's better than most
of them.
I was
like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, so did they just cut out all the male rabbits? just add a Rosalina. We added two rabbits and wings.
Yeah. I mean, see, well, here's the thing. Existence of rabbit Rosalina gives, like, a good proof of about maybe 90% of a playable Rosalina in that game. So...
post-game.
Like, normally? Yeah. Post-game. Yay!
Just like 3D World. Post-game Rosalina.
Nice. Anyways, Neil, we got some refunds to talk about. Yeah. Following Heroes got their refunds. Let me go to this banner.
Kumi got one. Nope. Soth got one. Carla, Flora, and Bunny Sharina, which means next month should be Bunny Catria, which will probably get a very similar refine.
Cool. Yo, that mean that... Yo, Bride Charlotte eventually?
No.
She coming back? She coming back?
She doesn't have a perf. They're going to skip over the bride.
I mean, no. No. Oh, right, yeah.
Well, brides were year one. They've already skipped the bride.
Oh, yeah.
What even is next? What was after that? Oh,
Bride.
Would it be Fjorm? Oh no, it would be Sonicky and Darja, right? They have perfs.
I think so. Hey, I got a Tharja.
Yeah, Tharja, the unit who is like, isn't Tharja. Bridal Tharja is the same as, I think it was like Miranda, except Miranda has like 13 more res, and that was like the only difference.
Yeah, I was like, something wow. Like that. The power creep.
Yeah.
The stat power creep.
So we have Takumi, whose weapon used to be kind of like a bolt tower, like a level 1 bolt tower, where on turn 3, he would deal 10 damage to enemies within 3 columns centered on unit, and inflict panic damage. It's also effective against flies and grants plus 3 speed. That got a little switched, so that at the start of turn 2 and 3, deal 7 damage to foes within 3 columns centered on unit and inflict panic. So, that kind of made him a little worse for some people, because... The reason anyone still used Takumi was, well, as a bolt tower in, like, Aether Raids, and now he's dealing 3 less damage. You'd be like, oh, but if you do 2 turns, he deals 4 extra damage. It's like, yes, but there's a very good chance the defensive team's going to have a healing tower. And if they don't have a healing tower, they're initiating against you turn 1.
Yeah.
So it's like a slight debuff in like the main effect is slightly worse theoretically. Yeah. Also the range wasn't improved, so it's still not useful in horizontal maps like at all. Like it just doesn't work. And then he got his refine effect. At start of combat, if unit's HP is greater than or equal to 25%, grants attack speed plus 5 to unit during combat, and also after combat, if unit attack deals 7 damage to target and foes within 2 spaces of target. This is okay. It's like a slightly weaker version of Clarice's bow, which is funny because Fallen Takumi has 1 more res than Clarice or whatever. Clarissa, whatever her name is. Also, Takumi has Fury in his base kit.
Yeah.
He wants to be over 25% health to get effect out of his refine. So that's not super synergetic.
No.
So it's a little weird. What you can do with him is you can like stack like Poison Strike or Savage Blow and do some funny things, but he's still going to be retaliated upon because he's not like a staff unit or Clarice or whatever her name is. Because she has a conditional fire sweep effect, so, and I think she has attack speed smoke in her weapon as well, or something. So he just kind of falls into this really awkward spot where, like, his base effect is worse for the reason people used it, but now it can trigger twice, I guess. He kind of needed something like, I don't know, Fatal Smoke in, like, that first turn as well, so that the 14 damage would actually be 14 damage and not 7. Then it would have been, like, probably, yeah, people would have used it. But now it's just kind of like, well, I don't need Fallen Takumi, so I'm just not going to build Fallen Takumi, right?
That's nice. That's gives reasons people to not use Fallen.
Yep. So we got Soth with Pesh Cats. At start of combat, if unit attacked inflicts attack speed, defense, res -5 on target and foes within two spaces through their next action, and grants attack speed, defense, res +5 to unit and allies within two spaces for one turn. This was buffed from 4 to 5, so now it is one more than Helioscalf from Brave Veronica, which is like a slightly better version of Pesh Cats, because that has, you know, negate retaliation or whatever. Dazzling Staff. And the Refine effect. At start of combat, if unit's HP is greater than or equal to 25%, grants attack speed +4 to unit during combat. And also, after combat, if unit attacked, inflicts special cooldown count +1 on target and foes within two spaces of target. No effect on special cooldown counts at their maximum. And grants special cooldown count -1 to unit and allies within two spaces. So this is kind of interesting, because he has a reverse Pulse Smoke that like reduces the cooldown of his allies, which is very hard to make use of it in stuff like defense maps. I don't know where else you're gonna use that. Maybe some GHB or something to get someone like their special charge faster. It's unique, I'll give it that. The only thing is, I think most people used Soth with Broadleaf Fan from Summer Lilina. And if you're using Broadleaf Fan, you're probably not going to switch to this. So it's kind of in an awkward spot of, it's better and it's got a unique effect, but if you were using him for this purpose, you're probably just going to keep using him for that purpose, because this doesn't, I guess, mesh well with the purpose he had before. It's at least unique. I mean, I would have thought he would have gotten something a little different to symbolize the fact that he comes with Guard in Radiant Dawn, so maybe some kind of savior effect for maybe ranged allies or something. Maybe he could trigger distant, like, far save. You could trigger far save and then have like damage reduction on the first hit of the foe or something.
Yeah.
And maybe it only works with like the support ally as well, because in Radiant Dawn, I think Guard only worked if you had like, I don't know if you had to have support or a support. Because I know he had a support with Micaiah, and that was like, hey, he can like guard Micaiah if they're standing right next to one another, which you like never see because they're like not normally doing that. But yeah, it's serviceable. We have Carla, who has kind of interesting, I think. Accelerate special trigger, cooldown count -1. If unit initiates combat or is within two spaces of an ally, grants speed +5 to unit during combat and deals damage equal to 15% of unit speed. Calc'd that, I think if your base Carla, without the secondary effect of the refine, I think you're just not dealing 7 damage, which is the max what she was doing before. I think you're like 1 point shy or something at like neutral, I think. It was either you're just 1 point shy or you're just hitting 7. It was something like that. So it's almost always going to be as useful as it was or a little better. And then she has at start of combat, if unit's HP is greater than or equal to 75%, if foe's HP, Grants attack speed +5 to unit during combat and neutralizes effects that guarantee foes follow-up attacks and effects that prevent units follow-up attack during combat. So no follow-up.
Nice.
If the foe is over 75% health. And the +5 attack and speed. So it's not... I think Ryoma's is better, right? Ryoma's has like a much easier condition, but she does have the 15% like true damage.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. I mean, Legendary Ryoma has that for free, but it's nice that she can get it higher than 7.
Yeah.
It will take some effort. You need to hit like 50-some speed, I think, for it to get to 8, which is... I think you need that. All right. Times 0.15. No, you need to get to like... How high do you have to get? You have to get to 54 for it to deal 8 damage. And she starts at, I believe, 40 base speed and has a super boon. So you do need to kind of grind that speed a bit to get it to do 8 damage. And then, well, wow, you're dealing 1 more damage.
Woo! Okay, but
you're always doubling, right? Because you have 54 speed and no follow-up, right? Moral of the story, use Ira.
Use a genealogy of the Holy War character.
Yeah, I mean, Ira came out sooner. I would assume more people maybe have Ira. And Ira has Regnal Astra.
So, yeah.
And, you know, her refine is a little better as well.
Yeah, but what if female Chris is a sword infantry? You know, you could just use her instead.
She isn't a sword infantry.
Summer female Chris, I should say.
But what if summer female Chris is not even infantry? I'll be
so disappointed if they don't do it.
What if she's like an armored unit? Wait. What if, big brain, what if it's like a duo or resonant hero and she's the backup unit?
She's the back unit and it's summer. Oh, no.
She's sitting behind like George or something.
If it was okay, if the duo unit is Tsubasa, it's Tsubasa and Chris. I'm down.
I don't know about that.
I don't know
what they're gonna do for like, because they're gonna have to do a resident hero with like
with Tokyo one Mirage of the
Tokyo Mirage sessions. They put so much effort in Tokyo Mirage sessions that it's like so integral to the game, and there's like 5 units.
Yeah.
They only have like another 5 units potentially that they could put in.
Yeah. If they want to.
Before just getting like really weird, like, oh, it's Itsuki, but again.
I mean, they could just make another Tokyo Mirage Sessions game, you know?
I don't know about that. Then there's going to be a Tokyo Mirage 2. And they got to put a separate icon for that. And it's going to count as a different game.
Yeah, because the main character's
going to be another 10 units at max.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, they could just give us like alts of like Crom and the Sita by themselves as Tokyo Mirage Sessions characters.
Can we get Idol Tiki? It's just Young Tiki again. But like with a headset.
Yeah, but it's Vocaloid Tiki, so you know.
Okay, so we have Flora. She has four knife, accelerate special trigger code count -1. If unit initiates combat, grants defense +20 to unit during combat. And also if foe can counter, unit makes guaranteed follow-up attack. So they stripped down like half of the requirements for this weapon. Before the foe had to be like a melee unit. And then she'd get 20 defense. And the foe still had to be able to counter. But I think they had to be melee and be able to counter for her to get a follow-up attack. So they just kind of stripped it down to... if she initiates, she gets 20 defense regardless. And if the foe can counter, so all ranged foes, she gets an automatic follow-up attack. So she's really good against ranged foes, which is kind of nice. She doesn't get that on enemy phase, though, so you're missing out on 20 defense on enemy phase, which could be awkward. And then her refine effect. If unit initiates combat or is within two space of an ally, inflicts attack defense minus 5 on foes, and inflicts special cooldown count minus 1 on foe per attack. So she gets guard and kind of like a debuff on the foe's attack and defense, which helps her a lot in enemy phase. Mm-hmm. And I guess player phase, but mostly in enemy phase, which is a little weird because you're not getting the 20 defense, but you're still getting 5, technically. I like to... it is a little interesting that she gets 25 defense on player phase, effectively. Which is a lot for a maid. Yeah. But that's nice. And then we have the final unit, Sharina, in a bunny
Sharina? Suit. Sharina? Yeah, the in her bunny suit.
With Yunin's egg. Nice. Grants res plus 3 at start of combat. If any foe have the highest attack or res on the enemy team, through their next action, it inflicts minus 7 on those corresponding stats through the next action. So that's attack and res chill. Like, it's both chills.
Yeah.
And then she has, at start of combat, if foe's HP is greater than or equal to 75%, grants attack speed, res plus 4 during combat. And then a refine effect, at start of turn, restore 7 HP to unit and allies within 2 spaces during combat. But like at the start of turn, she heals the 7 HP to unit allies within 2 spaces. If unit initiates combat is within 2 spaces of an ally, grants attack speed, res plus 4 to unit during combat. So if she's within 2... Yeah, if the foe's over 75% and she initiates, she gets like plus 8. Which to like everything but defense, which is kind of nice. The only thing that's a little... weird is you're like, oh, having a chill attack and res in the weapon is kind of neat. And then you're like, oh, wait, but Plagian Dorothea has chill attack, defense, speed, and res in a weapon. Oh. So she can do an extra 2 chills. Yeah. That's a little awkward. And she's a dancer. At least Sharina has healing utility. Like a heron, she flies with her bunny ears, I guess.
Ooh, healer Sharina, it's time.
The thing with Sharina is it's like, okay, but what does she do combat-wise? Well, she's a, like a Gen 1 green tome infantry. Well, she's probably better than Bowie.
No! Yeah, green dual infantry four.
I think she has like 34, 32 speed and 36 attack, which I'm pretty sure is lower or on par with Luthier. I think Luthier is like 36 attack, 35 speed or something.
Yeah.
I think Luthier is like slightly better potential. Mostly for the fact that he's 3-4 star and Sharina's like a 5-star locked unit from like year 2. So you're not going to summon for Sharina, at least I hope not.
I was going to actually meme in free summon for Sharina on my free summon. I was like, "Oh man, but there was no green. So it went red. So it went red and got Carla instead." And I was like, "Okay.
You're like, well, I guess I'm not going to summon anymore."
Yeah. So
So yeah, that's the refines. Next week month we'll get Katria. That's hype. And
that's pretty bug.
Male Kana, I think, is next.
Mm.
But don't worry, the month after that, I think it's Julius. Yeah. And I'm excited for that.
Julius?
I'm excited for Julius refine. Loptus refine? Yo.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for that to be amazing, because right now the weapon is grants dragon effectiveness against unit, but inflicts minus 6 attack on everyone who isn't dragon effective. Oh, and I think it also gives him like 3 res or something. So
yeah.
I'm hoping we make that even stronger. Maybe it inflicts attack res minus 6 on foe, or damage reduction on foe.
Damage reduction?
Yeah, why not? Damage reduction against anyone who isn't dragon effective. He gets like 30% damage reduction. Just on every hit. That's like his weapon, right? He just always has 30% damage reduction, unless they're like Alms or Falchion users or whoever. I don't think that'd be too overpowered. The dude only has like... I think he has like 18 defense or something. Which is like not spectacular for, you know, a Grail unit. Where I have a Julius. Is he merged? I don't even remember. Where's my Julius?
Well, I'm saving my orbs for...
Oh, my Julius has 16 defense. And he's plus one.
I'm saving my orbs for Female Chris, hopefully. It's probably not going to be Female Chris, and then
saying for the past how long that, yo, it's definitely Female Chris. Now it's probably female Chris. Summer banner's in reach in like 9 days.
Well, because like I have my doubts, you know. It's like probably not. You know, it's Fire Emblem 12. Like,
yo, you got two chances.
If she's the duo unit and she's the back, I'll probably just pass. I don't know. Like, it depends on who the front unit is.
I mean, I think we get the duo unit first, right? Yeah. It's the duo unit, and then next month, well, next banner, which is the following banner, would be
the residents. So I hope she appears. I don't know, like, Fire Emblem 12 Summer banner seems kind of weird. Even if
she does appear, she's not going to be the 4-star.
Like, yeah, I think Summer Norn, if her 4-star, if she appears. I think she's a 5-star.
Yo, Summer Frey. I thought you died in Shadow Dragon. Because we didn't want to kill Jagan.
I'm hoping for the best, but you never know, right?
So when in doubt, Jagan.
When in doubt, Gatekeeper.
I don't think we're getting Gatekeeper till Brave Heroes.
Exactly.
So,
like, I mean, worst case scenario,
unit, at least one unit in the summer banners that you're gonna be like,
that'll probably win.
I kind of want that person.
Most likely. It's a summer banner. You know?
I mean, like
it'll be like Summer Paula, and it'll be like...
I don't think it's going to be Summer Paula, but like when it comes to the summer banner, last year we had three houses and FE6 / Radiant Dawn, technically. So this year we could see anything from Alib. We could probably see. We could also maybe see... We could see FE9, maybe? Maybe they give us Summer Alinsky?
Summer Ike.
Summer Ike? And he's just in, like...
Summer Ike.
Trunks? And he's got...
Yo, like, Summer... On a stick. Yo, would that mean we'd get, like, Summer Mist? And she's in Water Wings?
I imagine her in a big, like, yellow duck ring. Or something. And then it's Soren, and he's just like Soren. Leo, he's got like a cape.
Who do you think the free chick is gonna be?
Oh, yes, get one. We're gonna get Riss, and then no, we got two males last year.
Did we?
Yeah, we had Riss, and then we had what's his face, Lorenz. The only free chick we got was 4-star focus loot, and that was it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, Neil, the year before that, we got Fiora with her, like, great voice, you know?
We got new Fiora, who had the voice of, like...
The voice of an angel, a man. You know?
And it was like, oh, this is awkward. Who's this character? Like, we heard her voice, and we're like, that's not Fiora. And then it was Fiora. And we're like, what? Actually, no, we saw it first, didn't we? We saw Fiora, and then we heard it, and we were like, who's this? I thought this was Fiora. It says Fiora right there.
Yeah.
I don't hear Fiora.
It's like, wait, that's not Fiora?
this is like Hinoka. Where'd she come from?
Like, yeah, that's when they give us Summer Hinoka, and I just go, oh.
I mean, the only royals left are Ryoma, Hinoka. Is that it? Sakura.
Sakura.
They honestly,
the Hot Springs units.
Honestly, I could see it. Them doing a Fates banner. God. When was the last Fates banner?
Summer Malcorn. Summer Kagro would kind of get hyped.
When was the last Fates units?
I don't
know. Was it Legendary Korin?
I hope so. That's the greatest thing about Fae, in my opinion.
In the
is
last
that
year,
sure,
we've gotten like one Fates banner.
I mean, yeah, but like, here's the thing. Sure, it was flooded with Awakening and Fates when it
first
came out.
2 years.
And that's why I kind of fell off it for a little bit.
I thought it was.
But now that it's in like its fifth year. Oh yeah, that too. But
we're into like
now that it's in its.
Now it's in its
like fourth year. All of those units, all of those units though, they suck. They all of them suck.
Most of them.
So it's just kind of you just don't see.
Malcorn's can't like viable.
Malcorn.
Yeah, Malcorn. Oh. He's a really good support bot. He supports.
But, now, but you know, now we see like legendary Edelgard, and it's just like, ugh.
we're on our fourth Edelgard, and they're all like, Edelgard. Well, I gotta build a new Edelgard counter.
Yeah.
Yo,
so.
is it weird that my fallen Edelgard counter is Fear in a Bunny Suit?
I was gonna say, who should I use for like, because like I have Nalsi Disrupt, but I'm like, I don't know who to give it to.
You mean Null Follow Up?
Yeah, Null Follow Up. That's what I meant.
I mean, you could put it on like someone armor effective if you specifically want them to counter Edelgard.
Yeah, armor effectiveness. Do I just give it up to Mini Marsh and make them different?
The issue with Edelgard right now is.
Yeah.
You kind of need two skills to be able to counter her. You need null follow-up, and you need, null follow-up or half of null follow-up, the one for when you initiate combat. And you also need, like, wind sweep. Like, you need those two things to be able to counter her. So if you don't have conditional fire sweep or wind sweep, and, like, null follow-up, you're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah.
So right now, like, I think some of the better counters are stuff like Ishtar, probably. If you give her wind sweep, I think that might be one of the better. Like, I'm trying to think, like, what are the free to play options for countering her? Like, if you were lucky, there isn't really a free to play option. It's just kind of like you had to be lucky
to come in one of
selective units.
Yeah.
Hilda
can kind of do it. Like, she has no follow-up, but she doesn't have
I have no follow-up on my Seliph, and he doesn't do it.
No. Yeah. Like, Hilda can kind of do it sometimes. Depends on the
It also doesn't help that it's, like, plus 10s, and it's, like, you can't enemy phase her, like, at all.
Yeah.
You kind of have to player phase her, and then even then, it's just kind of a pain. Hey, the real way to counter Edelgard is to kill her when she's sitting next to another unit. It's like, but she's an armor unit, so if she's not transformed, she doesn't have two move.
Yeah, right now my like
anyways. And you don't want to fight an Edelgard while she's sitting next to another Edelgard. Right.
Yeah. Right now, it's like Bride, Katria, and Young Erica are like my two, like, good options. It's like, all right, that's about it. Because like, Bride, Katria, as her duo unit, who's their duo skill?
Oh yes, double.
It. Yeah. So you just nuke it, and it's like, oh, cool. And then the Young Erica can live combat.
Well, yeah, because you can use skill. The dodge or whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing that's like I think Edelgard needed like one less effect, and she still would have been like super viable. Like,
I know.
Be the healing, or the special fighter. Like, you hit her, and then she retaliates with bonfire, and not many people live bonfire. from a full health Edelgard. There aren't very many people that can live that. And even if they do live it, like, what do they do? Because Edelgard's not dead. And Edelgard can attack twice on player phase. So they just don't do anything. They just die. So if she had one less effect, then we might have had some leeway into, like, one other way to counter her. But right now, it's pray she doesn't have Sylvalan Shield in the A slot, and then use Spring Fear. it's such a weird thing that's like Spring the best Fear. Counter, which is so weird. Like, you'd think to yourself, who's probably Edelgard's best counter in the game? You wouldn't think Spring Fear with, like, Windsweep
no.
in the
A
slot.
Yeah.
Like, I built that one day as a meme, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I need her. Like,
yeah.
Because there isn't much else to counter Edelgard unless you're lucky and you're like, oh, she's not sitting next to someone.
Yeah, I might have to give her Windsweep. Hildur. I mean, I got other premium stuff. So.
I don't think you can't put it on Hildur because then she loses no follow up.
No. I'll put Windsweep on Fear.
Do you have Spring Fear?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had Spring Fear.
I got her when she came out. Or no, duo double special hero banner.
Oh, okay.
When she was there, yeah, I got her there. I was like, wee. You know. Wait, I got her in the double special, and I was like, oh, okay, but I guess I can use her, because, yeah, she's decent. Good old Bun Bun Baton.
I think mine's plus speed? What is mine? I think she's minus res or something. Yeah, she's plus attack minus res, which is like...
Oh, yeah. Good. Mine's not great, but no, well, it'll do. Negative
like,
plus
like
defense.
The fact that she has special fighter in that weapon as well is like, I look at my Spring Fear and I'm like, oh yeah, accelerate special trigger cooldown count minus one. That does nothing. Like, there's all these units that have like one special charge and it just doesn't work because they don't have anything to get that special charge.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you know, should we move on to
FE6?
FE6.
So we did
two maps, 20 and 20X, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
20 and
20X. So, yeah, the first map, we had to reset a few times. I remember.
didn't we not reset? Oh, we reset like turn two because we died to Ballista plus Purge.
Plus Purge.
And then I was gone for a while and came back and there was like a conga line. And then I don't even remember what happened, but someone died.
Someone died, so we had to restart. Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting map because it was just kind of like, oh, get the stuff and leave.
The green units kind of escape the map before the enemies become a problem. And then it's just kind of like, grab all the chests before you get jumped by a bunch of mercenaries and fighters. Like that's the goal. So it's like dance calf as she opens all the chests, I guess. That was pretty much it. Like we didn't do any shopping because we were like, we can shop two maps from now. And now we're like, we don't have any. We're like running out of bows.
We're running out of
bows.
But
we can buy silver bows in the next map, and then. I think we have to buy too much because we have 21x, 22, 23, 24, 24 part 2, or is it 25? I don't remember. No, I think it's 24 and then like final boss.
No, okay.
I think that's it. So we still got that one more guide map. Oh, yo, we get Murglai's next map, by the way. And an old man. Which is probably more important.
Yo, what's his name?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, Elwood?
What's his name?
No, not Elwood.
Yoder.
Yoder.
Level 20 Yoder, I think he's level 20.
Does he come with cap stats?
He comes in with, like, S rank and staves, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think he's got cap skill, and maybe...
You give him the Tina staff.
Yo, if we bring Dorothy or Saul, they can get weapons.
Ooh.
But we're not, because they're not very good. I mean, the weapons are probably good, but our Saul and Dorothy are, like, level 10.
But you know who continues to be the best unit in our roster?
Wade?
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It's Trek.
I don't know about that. Trek just kind of...
I would say Wendy. Wendy's probably the best one.
Oh, yeah. Wendy's, like, the weird unit that we don't deploy, but she's honestly the best unit on our team. I don't know when it happened, because she wasn't, like, super good until, like...
No.
We didn't use her very much. Like, we used her as, like, a bow, and we just kind of ignored her.
Yeah.
Like, till about... I think, like... after
I think we just had to, like, set some unit aside.
Wasn't it at the start of Ilya? Like, the map where we got Rowan is when we started noticing. Why are her stats all really good? Because she capped her map, right?
Yeah,
and then we were like, can we just, like, sit her in front of all these Pegasus Knights? And then her level, like, jumped by, like, 6 or something. And now she has capped, like, strength, defense. I think she's up, probably capped res, probably skill as well. She's probably, like, 2 points off capping speed or something. Maybe 1. It's just kind of like, oh, she's going to, like, cap most of her stats. And we're probably going to give her a pair of boots.
I hope so.
I mean, we're probably going to buy need any step boots for everyone though. We're going to use in the last map, I would assume.
Yeah, sweet. That probably means Trek also gets Roy a pair. As
well,
oh my god, Roy's going to be zooming.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been doing all right now. He's been getting a couple of good levels. Slowly but surely, you know.
He got everything but strength on a level, and we're like, oh man, he's got 1 less strength than Thea.
Yeah, you know who, like, continues to just be, like, he used to be so good, but now he's just kind of the Marcus of the group now?
Why is he the Marcus of the group? He's not the Marcus of the group.
He's the Seth of the group, okay? Like, but, like, you know, he kind of fell down a little bit.
he's like... the undeployed sword master, where, like, sometimes he'll get a good crit and do a lot, and then most of the time he's just very inconsistent. And that's Gonzalez.
Oh, well, yeah, Gonzalez. I was talking about Alan.
Alan is like slowly. Dude has just been good, like, the whole game.
He's good, but I've noticed he's a little bit more frail now.
he's been the crutch of most of the maps for some reason.
I mean, he's good, we use him, like, he's frail, he's not the warriors.
We're just assuming he's not gonna get crit.
Gonzalez
is very hit or miss, and most of the time, like, when he misses, that's the issue.
It's just like, oh, okay.
Like, we're like, oh yeah, he's gonna, oh, he's like Fear, but, like, with 40 less crit, and that's just not as fun.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I want him to crit. It makes me sad because I like Berserkers.
But he doesn't have Pudgy, which is like, man.
I don't know. Free range archers are just so good.
Yeah, I mean, the warriors are putting in
free range bows,
and apparently they can use longbows.
Oh yeah, we figured that out. So I guess he's getting a longbow.
If I don't think he'll be able to, but if Wade can one shot Wyvern Lords with the longbow,
that's
gonna be wild.
Do we give him a speed wing to make him double? A couple of speed wings.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you just double with the longbow. I think the longbow might be coded not to double. Either that, or it's really heavy.
Well, maybe he might be able to double with it.
I think if he's got capped speed, I still don't think he doubles the Wyvern Lords. I think they have, like, 21 speed.
Well, let's hope he can just one shot then.
Do they? I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I think the main goal is I am almost guaranteeing you he'll be able to double one shot with the silver bow.
Okay.
The thing is he'll probably be able to one shot wyverns, like the unpromoted ones with the longbow. It's just like wyvern lords would be the things that we really want to be able to one shot.
I mean, we might be able to crit it.
I don't think the longbow has crit. If we use the killer bow, he's probably killing them no matter what. Even then, we just use the silver bow, because I think he can wield those, right?
Oh, yeah.
And if we really wanted to, we can give him the brave bow. But that at that point, it's just overkill. Like, you've killed two wyverns with one bow.
Yeah.
Because he's probably doing, like, if he's not one-shotting them, he's leaving them enough for, like, Kath to kill them. Never mind. Actually, you know, Kath's probably going to need, like, a... Wait, is Kath deployed?
Mm-hmm.
One unit we could undeploy for like Douglas memes if we want. Because, I mean, if you want to, I think they took it out. They might have taken it out. There's a village on this map, which they changed the contents of. And there's Murdoch, right? So in FE6, the village had a Knight's Crest, which this is like your fourth Knight's Crest, I think. So if you wanted to promote a knight, this is probably the first map you can do it. Because you're probably using your first one or two on like Lance or Allen and maybe another Cav. So I don't know why you're using a knight. And then the fifth Knight's Crest is on Murdoch. And you have to steal it. It's like, why is it here? Why are there two Knight's Crests in 21? Like the map where you're just fighting wyverns for like half the map. Why aren't your units promoted? Oh, yeah, Roy's here. Aside from Roy, why aren't your units promoted? Yeah, they fixed that in Project Embers. I don't remember if Murdoch has one. He might want have one for memes. But for sure, I think the village was literally just changed to 5,000 gold, so it's like just as if you sold the thing already. Might be a little extra. But hey, 5,000 gold? That's like 500 more than a pair of boots. If you have the silver card. So that village pretty much just has a pair of boots in it. If you think about it really hard, the village has boots. But I mean, we'll probably talk. We talked more about 21, which we haven't even gotten to yet, than like the other two.
Yeah.
There were walls in 21X. Oh yeah. 20X.
Yeah.
There were walls, and bosses with the same portrait, like. 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all gave boss experience. And that was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was just like, all of a sudden, he just like shadow clone jutsu.
For like no reason. Like, I don't know why he did it.
And I was like, oh.
There's a bunch of them. I think the reason he might do that is because in the other chapter in Sake, you fight. They're like, there's 8 bosses and they're all spread out across the map. So they're like, well, that chapter has 8 bosses. Why can't this one? So I guess they just stuck 8 bosses in the map for no reason, right?
Yeah.
They just put them all right next to each other, which is very intimidating because they all have like 3 weapons each. And at least one of them is ranged. So kind of sketch. Some of them are effective. But he decides not to use the effective weapons for some reason. I think his hit rate wasn't very good with the.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think Alan and Roy both had swords equipped.
Lilino is putting in work, being the only person being able to one shot walls.
Weird tech, the being able to one shot a wall.
Yeah, so
it's a crowning achievement for Lilino. She can one shot walls with fire, like her weakest tome.
I mean, Gonzalez couldn't.
Bartray couldn't.
Yeah, he was like 39 out of 40, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, it was like, oh, so close. So, if only there was like Obsidian Axe. Like,
I mean, it's, he was using does, like
absurd axe, damage, so. But it just weighs so silver. Much.
You mean the battle axe? Yeah, isn't guess. That just the battle axe? It weighs a bunch.
Yeah,
it has like shitty guess. Hit, but it has some crit. Yeah. Not a lot, but it has some. Yeah.
We do have a couple of Brave Axes now, though, and I'm eager to use them on Wade. Yeah, so...
Two Brave Axes, and I think they're probably going to get
used on Wade. I can't wait till we roll down the final map with Wade for Brave Axe and Brave Bow.
I mean, he's probably going to have the Armads instead.
Oh, I guess, yeah, Armads.
I assume we're using Armads on Wade.
Yeah, and then Lot's going to have Murglaize.
Yeah. And then we'll have to figure something else for other, like, I think we've run out of weapons for Wendy, so we're just gonna assume that she kills with killer bows probably.
Yeah, we can just give her brave weapons.
Yeah, we can give her the brave bow. Woo!
I mean, yeah.
Because I'm assuming Wade will be able to one shot dragons with Armads. Like, I'm just assuming that's a thing.
Yeah, I hope so. That's gonna be a fun map, dude. I'm excited.
Alan final map, will probably have.
He'll probably get the spear.
Maltet or whatever.
Yeah.
We can give Trek a Worm Slayer.
Hell yeah, brother.
He has much else. He's got S rank and axes, and I think we have to put it on Wade for like 30 attack.
Yeah, I think Wade gets it. So.
I don't know who
we're putting. Maybe get a brave weapon.
Durandal on. Probably Fear, maybe?
Yeah, or Roy?
Fear or... Well, no, Roy will have the whatchamacallit. Binding Blade. Sword.
Binding Blade.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Durandal can go on Fear. I mean, that's the only person that can use it.
I wonder how much that's going to weigh her down. Did we use the power gloves? Do we power glove fear? I think we have some
power gloves or body rings, yeah.
Maybe we should power glove fear. Because she can't pick up anyone anyways, so... Then she would be able to. Doesn't she get weighed down by, like, most of the weapons she has? Maybe it would be a good idea.
Lilina will get four blaze. And then...
And bolting?
Ellen's gonna get the stuff.
We'll bring in Ellen?
Of course we are.
Yo, here, big brain play though. We bring Guinevere because she'll have S rank light magic probably, or Yoda if he has S rank light magic.
I mean, yeah, we could just bring those guys.
It's one of those things where it's like Ellen won't have S rank in light, and there's a light tome that often gets unused because it requires S rank and light magic, and who has that?
S rank and light.
Yeah. I think in the normal game, if you wanted to use that tome, you kind of had to use Yoda. And like grind up his light or magic rank to S, because he starts with it at A, and no one else is anywhere close, unless you're using Saul as combat. Why? Like, why are you using Saul as combat?
Yo, you better call him, dude.
I mean, have you seen my Saul? He capped defense like the minute he promoted. I was like, nice. What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
He's not a combat unit, but he's my bulkiest unit.
Fia is starting to do her thing. You know, she got speed.
She leveled speed once, and we're like, that's probably the threshold for speed, right?
Yeah.
One less than Lot is the threshold. It's funny because Lot's been at that threshold for like 7 levels now.
Yeah. Anyways, Neil. E3.
Oh, there was
summer of games.
There was like one conference, and Ubisoft did something today.
Ubisoft did something today, and I honestly just kind of watched a reaction to it. So I was just watching it kind of on in the background as I played ESO this afternoon. So
rabbits.
That's the only thing I kind of want. I don't think there's an Assassin's Creed.
Well, so. I don't expect there to be. I expect maybe next year they'd show one. I think Assassin's Creed has become more of a bi-yearly thing. Yearly. Actually, they might wait an extra year maybe, because I think they ended like a trilogy, And obviously they have to start going to next-gen games. So
it's called Rainbow Six Extraction. No, fucking yeah, they were just talking about, like, Far Cry and...
Oh, yeah, they're doing a Far Cry, another tower climbing simulator, right?
Yeah, and, like, Rainbow Six, you know, the usual stuff. They did announce an Avatar game, which is interesting.
Why is Ubisoft making that?
Yeah, I know, like, James Cameron Avatar.
watch it, like, be a survival game. you gotta survive in Pandora or whatever it is.
And that was about it. Yeah, there was a new Mario and Rabbids sequel, I guess. Looks like they're adding Rosalina.
I don't understand where the premise was. All of a sudden, Mario's like Starkman? How does Mario know how to work this stuff? Obviously, the rabbit doesn't. Mario looks like he knows what he's doing. And then he goes to like Starkman and like the meeting room, and Luigi and Peach are just like doing the buttons, right? So I guess they know how to work the shit as well. Why is the rabbit here then? Because she knows how to use a phone? She can call home?
There was the Summer Game Fest as well that happened last week.
All I know is the final thing they showed at the end. Pretty much.
Yeah, Elden Ring. I was like,
Death Stranding. It's a direct.
Oh yeah, Death Stranding. The biggest thing that I actually kind of want to talk to you about. Do you remember a game called Metal Slug? It was like an old game.
I do.
There's a tactics game coming out called Metal Slug Tactics. So people are crushing on that one girl. Kinda. It'll be cool.
I remember about Metal Slug is it had really good graphics. Like, really good pixel art. I mean, that was about it. Mostly the explosions. Because everyone used that, everywhere.
I mean, I wouldn't mind another good tactics before, like, Project Triangle comes out.
That's next year, right? Project Triangle? Didn't they say it was, like, 2022 or something?
Yeah. They said that even before they had
a proper title. Wait, it's called Project Triangle. Were there triangle attacks confirmed?
Other than that, I'm just looking. It's like...
Elden Ring just looks like, you know, Dark Souls mostly. Elden Ring.
All right, Tales of Arise got a new trailer.
Is one of the guys voiced by Bryson Papenbrook? Like, the main dude? But I don't think he's the main dude. It just sounded
Monster
like
Hunter Stories too.
Kirito's voice.
Honestly, that's the one game I'm kind of thinking I might pick up is Monster Hunter Stories 2.
What about Monster Hunter Stories 1? As weird as that sounds.
That's on the 3DS. If I can find a copy, I might. But like, I'm just gonna get hope that I can just.
Is it only on the 3DS? Really?
Yeah, it's only on the DS, 3DS.
I figured they would have ported that to something.
I don't know, it just seems like kind of the game that I could add that I like. Because I loved Dragon Quest Monsters. I don't know if you ever played that.
Isn't that just like where you're like collecting
Yeah, it's like Dragon Quest, like, but monsters, like, and you can fuse them. Yeah, you can like fuse them together.
So it's just Digimon, but with like Dragon Quest Monsters.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it seems kind of like that, but Monster Hunter. And I feel like I could actually get into Monster Hunter with Monster Hunter Stories.
Because it has a story.
Two B's coming to Fall Guys.
Yeah, that's the most important part, right?
Yeah. Here, I'll drop it in general chat just to, you know, it's a funny looking thing. Back for Blood, which is like Left 4 Dead 2 again.
I don't know why they can't make Left 4 Dead. Didn't they like lose the right or something?
Well,
has the hold on the rights.
They had to like These are like ex-Valve employees who used to work on Left 4 Dead and just want to make another game. And I'm excited for it because I love these games.
So instead of zombies, they had to call it something different.
Really fun cooperative shooter. So,
with card game elements, I think.
Yeah. No card game elements.
Yeah.
When Back 4 Blood?
Yeah, you build a deck, I think, before going in, and that's like your loot drops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I seem to remember that. From what I remember, it was super unutilized.
Where did you see that?
Well, that's what I heard.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's like you build like it's very little card game elements.
Well, as long as there's no like paid loot boxes. Oh, we are.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I assume you unlock random cards at the end of the mission.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure there was like a. Some sort of deck.
Yeah, other than that, Evil Dead, the video game's coming out, which I'm kind of looking forward to meeting with my friend.
Events with. For melee combat?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like. Let's see if that's a thing.
No.
Otherwise, Microsoft and Bethesda's tomorrow, so maybe I'll watch that. Maybe they'll show us 2 seconds of Starfield before going dead again for another year. It's completely silent. And then someone in the crowd that doesn't exist this year will yell like Elder Scrolls 6, and that'll be all we hear about it this year.
Elder Scrolls 6 summer set. Let's go. This pivots
I'm
perfectly
just point
into
this
my...
out there. You know, people analyzed the trailer and they identified the what it was as like a piece of Hammerfell.
Which Hammerfell
is weird because that area was like.
I was gonna say that's not in Elder Scrolls Online. Or at least it's not called Hammerfell.
Wait, what's it called in. What?
The Reach. The Reach?
Reach is the spot in between Skyrim and Hyrox.
Oh yeah, there's
Hammerfell is that like big desert country with like the Nibbin Bay or no, not the Nibbin Bay, the whatever bay above it.
Okay, it Iliac might not be in the game
bay
yet
or something. The like massive bay, which is Hyrox above it, Hammerfell's below it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's that chunk on the left side of the map.
yeah. I mean, that'd be okay, but like
desert.
You know, they could do something different. Like they could bring us to elsewhere, you know.
I honestly wanted them to go to elsewhere because it's like, okay, so we just had like snowy mountains. Can we have jungles and deserts? And cat people. The only issue is the whole lore on the cat people is going to be weird cuz like there's apparently like 6 different subraces of Khajiit.
Yeah. Or
is it 12? It's like there's one for every phase of the moon or something. Some of them are just house cats, like just straight up house cats. And then there are ones that are house cats, but they are intelligent enough to speak human. And it's just like, okay, you're just a cat, but you speak. I guess you're a spy? Like. And then
I'd love to just see Merkmire. Just like, here's your game, kids. It's the fucking swamp.
mean, people wanted Argonia, didn't they?
Dude, I like Merkmire. I think Merkmire is really pretty.
Swamp. 40% swamp, probably.
Yeah, Merkmire.
Everyone was like, Argonia. Oh, they can't do Argonia because like the swamp's poisonous. And they're like, okay, here's a map. This check is poisonous. That's like 30% of the game world's poisonous. And they'll probably just, here's an item. It's no longer poisonous or something, right? Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Neil, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I am playing a D-Mate. Shadows of Valentia.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty fun.
God.
Jordan's like, why does this game exist? And why are you playing it? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till you play Fates.
Fates D-Make doesn't exist?
Fates Conquest D-Make?
I don't know how that would work.
Third Awakening D-Make?
No, I don't think so. I think the only games that have D-Makes are Shadows of Valentia. I believe Three Houses is. I don't know if that even has a demo. It might. But it's like probably very early in development. And I think they're just doing Azure Moon. And then I want to say FE9 has something. I think. There might be something for FE4, but that's not really a DMake knows it. Yeah, most I don't think any of these are really close to being done. So
yeah,
the only one that was actually finished is Project Ember, and that's because their whole game's pretty much there. I just had to update inventories and shit.
Anyways, now
yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, well, we'll save that for a rainy day. I think when we need to, and when you're, I guess, finished, you can talk about your overall.
I just gotta finish Act 3, and then they don't have Act 4 done. So.
And then they don't have, okay, well. Anyways, that's gonna do today's episode of Two Lords About Swords. You can follow the show at LordsTLWS. You can follow Neil at Lord_Nero, and I'm at OperaZombie77. Other than that, though, you can have a wonderful week. It's a busier time for me now because it's the summer, so bear with me if these episodes don't get out right on time, but you know. Anyways, that's going to do it, and we will talk to you guys again real soon. Take care. Yo!